Hey, thanks everyone for joining us for our TSF All Staff podcast coming up for December. Just a quick reminder, if you're looking for details or any updates, you can go to our website at thesolomonfoundation.org/Christmas2023. So make sure you keep up with that and the schedule and all the details. But more importantly today, I have a very special guest for you right now. I have the Brittany Wagner in the studio.
Yo.
Live for the podcast. How you doing, Brittany?
Doing great, Adam. You're really good at this.
Thanks.
This is fun.
Thanks. So what do I call you? Because you've had a title. I mean, you used to make me call you the vice president. Now I need to call you the chief then? Is that...
Mm-hmm.
What's the new title here?
So I prefer the chief or VP 3.0, like we used to say all the time. So please.
Well, congratulations on your promotion this year.
Thank you.
Seems like it's been a great addition to the team and hopefully going well for you.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Super cool. Well, good. And I know I've also heard that you were on the best team here at Solomon Foundation. Is that true? Are you on the best team?
I am on the best team. We still hold that title and continue to prove ourselves the best.
Well, that's very true. I mean, with your leadership skills, how can you not be the best team?
So true.
Nice. Well, good. Well, we're kind of going through a couple of highlights, a couple of 2024 visions. So I would just love to know, how has 2023 been for you? Have there been any highlights, any major stories? What's been going on in your team, your department? I mean, yeah, tell me about the loan world.
Yeah, we've had a really exciting 2023. I think the biggest highlight is that we added two new positions this year. First, in January, we added Tiana Fox, who has been working on all of our maturities for the year. And I'm just going to give a little shout out to her because she has cleared our 2023 list, I believe, as of this week or next week. And so that is such a miracle. We've never had anybody do that before. So good job, Tiana.
Was that a long project kind of?
Definitely. We've never been ahead of the game in maturities.
Okay.
And so Tiana and her skills, just she hit the ground running and was able to clear out that whole list for us.
That's
really cool.
Great.
And then in February, we added Chad to the team, and he has been an incredible addition to just help us realize the vision of the loan department and help me to offload some things that have been needing to be offloaded for a while now, and has just been an awesome addition as well.
Well, we know he makes incredible crepes from our last all staff. So you're saying there's more to Chad than just his incredible crepes?
I mean, that's his number one skill, but he does have a few others, I guess.
Yeah, it sounds like he's been a huge support into not just you, but the team, the people around him. I mean, what a great addition.
I know, he's been awesome.
Yeah, and you've done a great job of like blending the remote plus the in staff, you know, at the office here. Like, how's that kind of going well? Is it going well with the team kind of working remote and here and, you know, just kind of keeping them on the same page, talking through projects? Has that been working well for you?
Yeah, I think it's been a learning curve for all of us, definitely. We added Jim last August. And so we've had over a year now of kind of trying to figure out what it all looks like. And I hope, it's my hope and prayer that they feel supported and like part of the team. But we meet regularly. We are part of a team's chat pretty much all day long. Jim has been really good at trying to create a lot of relationship, even through Teams or something like that. So every Wednesday, he'll send us a little question, a little get-to-know-you question or a trivia question or something like
nice.
That. So it's been, I think... those two specifically have just done a really good job of integrating right into the team. Yeah.
Well, I know like adding team members can shift team dynamics, you know, better or worse, you know, stagnant, whatever it is, but it sounds like it's been a really good upgrade to have Tiana and Chad specifically kind of coming in and bring your team. Well, cool. Tell me another highlight. What else has happened in 2023 for you?
So something I'm excited about is that we've accomplished a lot of longstanding to-do list items. We've just had this backlog for years because loans has been so busy. And there have been some really essential things that we've needed to get done, things that have been big holes and kind of weighing on my mind for years. And so we've accomplished a lot of those things. Specifically, Lauren cleaned out all of our file cabinets and like all of our, which sounds like not a super important job, but
like,
it really
mine
is.
Mine went like my home. I'm not like my home, the old cobweb file cabinets, but you're talking about like work files, like projects.
Yes. So cleaned out all the file cabinets and has been just kind of cleaning up some of the outstanding items that were associated with that. And so we have a goals list at the back of our office. And so they're always up there. And once you accomplish your goal, like everybody's has their initials next to it, can cross theirs out.
Yeah. Sorry to interrupt. Is it fair to say it's kind of down there? The goals aren't really up there. They're kind of down there.
They are down. Like they're on the floor.
Down, looking down at the goals.
Literally, we're looking down at them. Yes. But she accomplished that one. And there's lots of other ones on the list as well. But I've been really excited about that.
Yeah, that must feel good to kind of have those things that just been sitting on the burner. Mm-hmm. Like, I know this got to get done, but it keeps getting pushed to the bottom, mm-hmm. to actually have all of that clean and fresh and like actually accomplished. So,
yeah.
Nice. Well, cool. Do you have another story? Do you have another highlight? Do you have a third?
Yeah.
From this year?
So, Jim led us through a series on a book called Crucial Conversations.
Okay.
And I think it was a really awesome experience for us. He had done it before, but for him to be able to lead us in just the book itself and the conversation and the discussion that we were able to have as a team, it helped us to grow personally. And then it also has really solidified the lone team's relationship. I think we all feel a lot closer because of going through this book series, and it allows for vulnerability. It allows for asking for feedback, and allows us to just recognize moments in each other when we are doing really well at the principles in the book, and sometimes when maybe we need to grow. So
yeah. Is it mostly like a workbook? Like, is that talk about like work, professionalism, or is it more like home, family, personal? Does it touch on everything?
It's
or
all of it. Yeah. All of it. So it gives examples from work, and it also gives examples in your personal life or in your marriage, even kids conversations. So it's just in general, like how to have conversations that feel risky to you.
Yeah.
And what are all the things that are going on inside of you that you need to maybe flush out first, or recognize that you're bringing into a conversation, and recognizing the things that somebody else is also bringing into a conversation. So, so that everybody can kind of have mutual respect for each other. Nice. and eliminate or mitigate some of that risk in reaching out.
I love that. I'm even thinking of like the other team leads that maybe lead teams that haven't gone through a book. Mm-hmm. Did you guys just go through it? Was it a weekly thing? Did you guys all read it together and come back? Or how did like practically what it looked like? Was it a week by week thing and just kind of adding Crucial Conversations to the Crucial Conversations book? Or what did that, how did you guys actually read it all together? What do you mean when you say that?
Yeah, we would all read separately. So we would have a chapter or two a week, and then we would come together in our regularly scheduled loan meetings every week, and Jim would lead us through kind of what the chapter was about, and then we would have just discussion on maybe how somebody had practiced that this week, or a way that somebody saw somebody else practice that this week, and then what it meant to us and what stood out to us and what we felt like we needed to grow in personally in certain areas. So every person, I think, had a few different chapters that stuck out to them, and it was really interesting, even from a management perspective, to see like, okay, this really stuck out to this person, and I'm gonna now moving forward have more conversations about those things and kind of help develop some of those characteristics and qualities, right?
Yeah. It sounds like a really, like, I know here at Solomon Finish, we talk a lot about like the pendulum swinging, like investments, and now that it's not so heavy on loans, it's allowed you guys to have, you know, go through a book, talk about these crucial conversations, get some old file cabinets cleaned up. All the task lists are finally done. Right. The staff's finally all in place. So it sounds like you're really in a good spot.
Yeah.
Very cool. That's so exciting. And I know that with the pendulum swing, sometimes now that it's not so much on loans, is there anything that maybe the rest of us need to be aware of, or that we're not seeing, or to kind of tune into? Like, is there any like must knows right now for us, for everyone that's listening?
Yeah. So one of the things on my never ending to-do list has always been to revamp all of the policies and procedures and practices for loans. And so that was one of my major goals for 2023. And I think that process has started.
Wow.
So something that everybody needs to know is that all of the things that I'm developing and creating and dreaming about will end up affecting other departments. The loan department interacts so heavily with construction, RVPs, sometimes investments, and we want to work a lot with marketing in 2024 as well, that I think you're going to be seeing a lot more of us in 2024. Kind
of sounds like a threat there a little bit. Like, look out, you're going to see more of us coming in.
It's true. It feels like a threat. Just kidding. But I think my heart has just recently been for cohesion of making sure that the customer experience is a positive customer experience. And how can we do that internally? Like, how can we communicate internally to better serve our customers?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you just said you had a few. Is there another need to know there?
Love that one. So in that, the loan team has also created a value, like a couple of core values that also align with Solomon's core values.
It's not like number 6 and 7 then?
Or no, is it it's like not number
2.5 or?
No, we have 1 through 5 as well. But we've created our own values and vision statements, and we want to make sure that others are aware of those things so that you can help us uphold those values. And it is really important to me to have a team that's like working towards something, and our values are aligned and our vision is aligned. And so if ever we aren't, I want to be the first to know that something is off. And so if it's out public to the staff, then when we can be held accountable to those things, right?
I've heard that's actually really healthy. Like for the, you know, the departments within the larger company to have kind of like their own vision and purpose of like how they specifically fit. It's like, how's the hand and the body? How's the foot and the body? How's the heart? You know, all those pieces. So that's cool that you're doing that. Wow. I cannot believe it, Brittany. You guys have accomplished so dang much in 2023. Is it even possible? Is there anything else that you could have accomplished within the last year?
I know. It's been so much, which has been really fun. But, you know, Rebecca had a really lofty goal of having less than 10 loans on the past due list. And she has been working so hard to get that list cleared out and keeping us updated on everything. And she has hit that goal, which feels like a really big milestone for us because it affects all of the ratios for Solomon and everything that we're able to file for the offering circular. And so it not only affects just her area, but the company as a whole. And so I'm really proud of her for hitting that.
That's awesome. Yeah. It speaks to that whole team concept you have. It sounds like you've got the beginning, the middle, the end for completing a fully constructed loan, whatever the right terminology is here, but it sounds like you've got a really good team going.
Yeah. All of them have really done an awesome job this year. Everybody plays such an integral role into the department, and I'm just proud of every single one of them. And then finally, we are assessing church financials to create leads for an investments. So every year our churches have to turn in new financials, and they have to put on there how much they have in savings. Oh. And so we've been reporting on how much every church has in savings and whether or not that money is already here or maybe it's at the church. And so that creates leads then for the RVP team to go ask them to move their reserves to us. And then that creates more investments. Yeah. So Dylan and Jim and Jason have all been heading all of that up. And it's just cool that even though we've been in a slow time, we still have found a way to support the mission during this season.
Well, I know that's been a huge part as Kingdom Builds came out. As we started looking at different loans, it was kind of more important, like, well, the new qualifications, maybe not the policy hasn't shifted, but internally we've kind of talked about like, does this loan have money that's also being invested with us and kind of through there? So it's kind of a little bit of priority shift, but it sounds like you guys have like narrowed down and really focused on making that a priority. So very cool. Well, I know you talk about like what you're doing in 2024, but is there anything else that as you look the next year ahead, that's coming up that, what's happened in 2024 for you?
Yeah. So I talked a little bit about that interdepartmental cohesion, which, I'm excited about. I think there's still work to be done in that area, and we're excited to roll some new, procedures out or new training opportunities out, to RVPs, construction, loans, and really anybody else who will listen. Right. but the other one that we're really excited about too is integrating HubSpot.
Oh.
So, thank you for,
I heard the guy that introduced that TSF was a really cool guy. Is that true?
I don't know him. So
watch out, watch what you're trying on sticky waters here. Sticky waters.
yes, he is a very very cool guy. He always finds the newest, coolest things to make sure that everybody is a part of. So thank you for introducing us to HubSpot.
Well, I'm glad it has been helpful. Like, mm-hmm. It sounds like it's been helpful for investments, and I know you guys are just getting into it. So how do you actually see that kind of playing out into, will it be a part of the loan process, or is it just an internal team, or...
So we're doing it in phases. Dylan is designing it in phases. He has done an awesome job designing our whole pipeline. And so phase one will be that the loan team uses it internally. So that's launching January 1st.
Nice.
And then phase two is going to be how we can automate to customers. And so that's where some of this like cohesion stuff comes into play, and that I need to have figured out before we're starting to communicate externally. And then phase three is actually going to be probably RVPs get integrated into it. So hopefully you guys know about that. But if not, that may come in 2024, may not, who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
But we would hope that it just allows for so much transparency for all things loans and construction and RVPs, all of that. I just really want to have a central hub for all information to be located in.
Yeah.
And then, Dylan's going to train everybody on it. So.
Yeah. It sounds like there hasn't been a lot of software at TSF where every department has their hands in it. I know like Keep kind of was an attempt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, DDI, I guess we kind of do a little bit of that, but honestly, like marketing doesn't really touch that, but it sounds like this is at least something that can communicate to all departments and hopefully be helpful moving forward and things like that.
Right.
So. Cool.
Yeah, which is why I've been so careful in it, I think, is I haven't wanted to re-experience Keep.
Yeah.
But
a little PTSD there.
Yeah, a little bit. But everything I'm seeing with HubSpot, I'm excited to get us in there. We're just being very intentional about rolling this out and how we want to use it.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you're crushing it. I mean, Chief Brittany, sounds like you're doing everything right. Obviously, a well-deserved promotion. So
thank you.
You guys are doing amazing. Can I switch gears a little bit and just kind of ask something fun?
Yeah.
Because I know you don't love Christmas.
I don't know
like if it's like negative, like, you know, out of 0 to 10, if you're like a -1,000 hate it or whatever. But so instead of asking your favorite Christmas movie, what do you think is the worst Christmas movie out there? What's the worst one that's like disgusting, despisable, like don't even watch this one?
Okay, this is actually going to be a little bit controversial, I think.
Okay.
So don't come at me, people. But... It's a Wonderful Life.
Ooh.
I know.
Yeah, that's like the this is like the epitome for a lot of people of Christmas.
Right. I'm going to have some enemies after this, but I really don't like that movie.
You were doing so well on this podcast until right there. And then
the ratings have dipped. The people have left the building. Yeah.
That's crazy. It's because, I just never liked it, huh?
So I didn't see it until I was like 27 or something like
that. Just a couple years ago.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Just like 1 year ago. Okay. But once I saw it, obviously I'd heard about it like a million times.
Yeah.
Everybody's obsessed with it. And I was like, this is such a sad, terrible movie. It's so sad to me.
Yeah.
And I just think like all of the terrible things that happened to that guy, like, of course, in the end, like it's all redeeming all of the things. But I just don't love the premise of the whole thing. The
it's
plot.
Definitely, a lot of bad things happening over and over and over again.
Right.
Yeah. So movies and then music. I mean, you were on the worship team for a while and you guys probably had to sing Christmas. I mean, how do you not like Christmas, but then be on stage and sing Christmas music to thousands of people in a church auditorium? You just go with it, I guess.
I mean... It's 4 weeks a year usually. They don't usually start on stage until December.
Yeah.
So it's 4 weeks a year.
So okay.
I can sacrifice for 4 weeks a year. Just but I also haven't done it in like 8 years. So maybe that's why.
There you go.
Because I just hated it so much.
Okay. So Shay, when you're editing this, make sure you put some Christmas music at the very end to just lead us out.
Oh my gosh. Please don't. Don't do that.
Well, Brittany, it's been awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time to... look at these bullet points and talk through these discussion questions for us. So it's gonna be super helpful, but you're doing an awesome job and honored to call you a friend and fellow colleague, and just keep up the good work.
Thanks, Adam. You're really good at hosting this and facilitating all these things. So thanks for having the foresight to talk about all this podcast stuff so that we don't have to do it during the sessions. I really do appreciate it. It's gonna be really helpful.
You got it. Thanks, Chief Brittany.